Hello, my name is Sarah Neves, and I'm a senior in the Geography and Environmental Systems Department here at UMBC. My mentor is Dr. Dylan Mahmoody, Assistant Professor in the Geography and Environmental Systems Department. Today I'll be presenting some early findings in my research project I have been working on this semester entitled Fruit and the City: Measuring the Accuracy and Bias of Public Science. This study involves the use of data collected from participatory science, so we must first understand what participatory science is. Participatory science, also known as citizen science, is defined as the collection and analysis of data by members of the general public. Participatory science can be a valued method for researchers as it allows for mass data collection. Without participatory science, data may be overly expensive or impossible to obtain. Participatory science data collection can produce biased or inaccurate data if participants are not well educated in the subject matter, or there is not a wide variety of participants, or if there is not sufficient spatial coverage of data. This presentation analyzes the spatial patterns of the data to detect spatial biases along the lines of income and race ethnicity. Early findings of this exploratory study has produced metrics to analyze bias of the Falling Fruit database across Baltimore, Maryland, and Portland, Oregon. Falling Fruit is a nonprofit organization containing an interactive tree inventory of urban fruit trees. The aim of this project is to promote foraging in urban environments. For the methods of this study, tree inventories for the 200 largest cities/metropolitan areas within the United States were researched and collected if data was available. Only about 15 to 20 city tree inventories were collected. Tree inventories are databases created typically by city governments to keep record of trees around their city. Inventories typically keep records of tree attributes such as species, size, conditions, and where they can be found across the city. The entire Falling Fruit database was collected as well. After tree data was collected, census data was also collected through the use of RStudio in a package for R called Tidy Census and Tigris. Data collection from the census included retrieving shapefiles for city boundaries, county census tracts, which were later clipped to the extent of the city boundaries, water features, and census tract data for median household income and race and ethnicity in 2020. I then took the city tree inventories and filtered out tree species that produce edible fruit to create a new inventory of edible fruit trees that compare the falling fruit to compare the falling fruit inventory for each city. Lastly, the percentage of capture rate of falling fruit was calculated by dividing the falling fruit data by the city tree inventories. After looking at the data, a trend was found that as falling fruit capture rate increases percentage-wise, the percentage of Black Indigenous people of color populations seem to decrease. Portland has more fruit trees than Baltimore, and there is a great disparity in capture rate between Baltimore and Portland, as Baltimore has no more than about 25.1% capture rate per census tract, while Portland had some census tracts that's capture rate overestimated the number of fruit trees. While this trend does appear in our findings, these are early findings, only show a comparison between two cities, so there could be other circumstantial factors that contribute to the difference in capture rate, which leads into the discussion portion of this poster. One possible factor that could contribute to the disparities is difference in climates. Portland's climate may allow for more fruit trees to grow, which might contribute to the fact that Portland's tree count is much higher than Baltimore's. Another factor that can contribute to the difference in capture rate is that the socio-spatial structure is different for both cities. Maryland has one of the highest median household incomes in the United States. Oregon has a much lower median household income relative to Maryland. However, Portland has a higher median household income compared to the rest of Oregon, while Baltimore has a lower median household income compared to the rest of Maryland. Because this study is an ongoing study, and this presentation only displays early findings, the next steps are to look at data from other cities that fall within the largest 200 cities in the United States. So far, tree inventories from about 15 other cities have been collected. One thing that will be changed in this study going further is normalizing the data by looking at tree density per census tract instead of citywide count. I hope you enjoyed this presentation, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me with any questions you might have. Thank you.